I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Welcome to this inaugural episode of this podcast. My name is Patricia Pierce, and I'm delighted that you've joined me today. I wanted to share with you a little bit about why I am doing this. I'm recording this first episode at the end of 2017, and this has been a very turbulent year in our country and in our world, and we are witnessing increasing division and hostilities. And many of us, myself included, have been wondering, how can we be in these times as a healing presence, as a transformational presence? And as someone who has, for most of my life, been on the spiritual quest, I want to be in these times differently. I have a history of being engaged in social justice actions, peace and justice actions, nonviolent civil disobedience. And I know that there is a place for those things. And yet I sense that these times are calling us to some different way of being, some fundamentally different way of being. And that's what I want to explore with you. Now, as I mentioned, I've been on the spiritual journey for most of my life. For more than 17 years, I served as a pastor, and my own spiritual journey led me beyond that particular vocation and into one of teaching and writing and speaking. And I feel that these times really are calling each of us to step into the fullness of who we are and to claim our voices and to be a presence in these times. When we look at the context that we are living in, when there is so much division and vitriol and vilification and attack, and it just goes on, and we're witnessing what seems to be the unraveling of the society and even the world that we have known, it's very easy to fall into despair. And yet, I also see that beneath the turmoil of these times, there is an extraordinary opportunity for each of us to awaken to the truth of who we are and to help shepherd humankind through a very challenging transition. We are in a time when we are, as a species, moving from an orientation of separateness, which I will often talk of as the ego mind, the ego being, in my lexicon, the ego being a thought system, really, that sees the world through the lens of separateness. We see ourselves as separate beings. We see ourselves as separate from one another, from the earth, from the source of being. And when we live out of that ego orientation, we create a world that is based in competition, in conflict, in the decimation of the environment, in warfare, in economic exploitation. All of these things arise from this concept in our minds that we are separate from one another and from the rest of life. That orientation and that consciousness, that ego consciousness, has been the guiding influence in our cultural and social and economic development for eons. And that period, the ego, the era of the ego, I guess you could say, is coming to a close because we are beginning to become aware that this orientation of separateness is it's a dead-end road. If we stay in this consciousness of separateness, we will annihilate ourselves, we will decimate the environment, we have no future. The ego orientation has no future. And at some level of our being, we are coming to understand that. And we are beginning to awaken to the reality that we are all one, that there is one life. We see this playing out in globalization, in the interconnectedness of the global community now. And this shift from one paradigm of separateness to the understanding of oneness and wholeness is it's a terrifying transition, because in fact we are stepping away from the world that we have known. And so this transformational time, this time of transition, is a time in which fears arise. And we are seeing the magnification of fear right now. And so as spiritually oriented people, the question is, how can we be in these times not getting caught up in that fear story, but holding to the vision of the possibilities that this time is offering us? Now, as someone who, as I have said, has for a long time been involved in peace and justice efforts, I have sensed that the old ways of bringing about change are not going to serve us in this moment, because the change that is being asked of us arises out of a completely different consciousness. Back in 2003, when the United States administration was planning its attack on Iraq, I signed something called the Iraq Pledge of Resistance. And what that said was, it was a document that said that should the United States launch an attack on Iraq, I would join in with others in nonviolent civil disobedience. And in fact, the United States, of course, did launch that attack. And so I joined with hundreds of others in Philadelphia, which is where I live, in an action at the Federal Building. Hundreds of us were arrested on that day. A year later, I was being called to court to decide whether, and I would have to decide whether I would plead guilty and pay the fine, or whether I would do a week jail time in maximum security federal prison. Well, as I was deliberating about whether or not I should go to jail or pay the fine, I engaged in some correspondence with a friend who was helping me discern how to proceed, what would be the most useful course of action. And I want to just read to you right now something that I wrote to her. This actually is an excerpt from a memoir of mine that's going to be coming out next July. And here is what I wrote to her. I said, "The peace movement isn't yet truly a peace movement. It's still an anti-war movement. Many, quote, peace activists are still living out an old role that served its purpose in its time, but it is no longer radical enough, no longer transformative enough. From the beginning, I felt as though the Iraq Pledge of Resistance was in some ways simply playing its role of resistance in the old script. And I decided to play along because I felt it was helpful for there to be visible evidence that not everyone in this country was going along with the priorities of the U.S. administration. I never felt, however, that this is where the potent power of transformation lies. For me, there is a much huger potential in stepping out of the script altogether and inventing together a new world, new systems, not trying to pull out the weeds or even resist them, but to plant more vigorous and life-giving plants that will supplant the old. Resistance isn't where I'm at anymore. Transformation is what I long for. That is my passion." Well, at the end of the day, I did choose to spend that week in prison, and it was an experience in and of itself, which perhaps I will share more about in the podcast. Certainly I do in my book. But all of that is to say that we are being called in this time to a completely different way of being. And it is calling for something beyond resistance. Resistance has its place, and yet it arises out of the same consciousness, oftentimes, the same consciousness of separateness. The question is, when we engage in political action, how is that an expression of spiritual truths that we are all one, that there is no one outside of the reality of love because love is all-encompassing? So the transformation that these times are calling for arise out of a new consciousness. And unless we ourselves are cultivating that consciousness within ourselves, then whatever actions we are doing are simply part of the same old script. So all of this is what is motivating me to launch this podcast and explore these issues with you. How can we be in these times as truly transformational agents, not people who are simply acting out, playing out, and reinforcing a script of division that cannot get us where we need to go? So the podcast, if all of this resonates with you, then this podcast is for you. You are someone that I am doing this for, and I want to explore these questions with you together. So my intention in this podcast is to inspire, encourage, and equip you to live in these times differently as what I call an evolutionary activist. Someone who is taking an active role in your own evolution, and by doing that, you are taking an active role in the evolution of our global reality and of the entire species, of life on Earth. So in this podcast, my vision is to share with you perspectives, stories, ideas, practices, and to also share with you interviews with people who are engaged in transformational work in different arenas. So that is the vision that I have, and I welcome you to be on this journey with me. If you haven't yet, I encourage you to download the PDF, an ebook that I have created called Awakening to Love in a Time of Fear, 5 Essential Practices. You'll find that on this page. And it is a very short read, but it is packed with guidance for you as a first step in taking this journey in becoming an evolutionary activist. So again, welcome to this podcast. I'm very excited to have you with me, and I'm very eager to share with you and to explore with you what it means to be in these times as transformational and evolutionary activists. Until next week, peace.